The U.S. government today announced $8.5 million in food aid for the Philippines, which is struggling to recover from back-to-back storms that killed more than 900 people. The Filipino government is seeking $74 million in foreign assistance through the United Nations for food, water, sanitation facilities, and healthcare. Jane Hart is the spokesperson for the World Food Program. She says that floodwaters in the Philippines have still not receded and that long-term recovery will be difficult.
Of all the hungry people in the world, most of them are actually in Asia and the Pacific. And we're talking about 642 million people. It's by far the biggest group geographically if you look at the whole of the world. In the case of the Philippines, it's really still quite desperate because even though the two typhoons hit almost a month ago now, but actually the floodwaters have not receded. Our executive director was touring there only last week and had to go around some of the areas by boat. It really has not gone away. And she's also expressed concern that although we've launched an emergency operation that's reaching over a million people with things like rice and lentils and high-energy biscuits to cope with the situation temporarily, we expect that at least the next 6 months we'll need to keep on helping because many farmers have lost their harvests, the crops that were actually in the field, and the coming sort of seasons when they would have been planting, they're not going to be able to. So sometimes when a disaster hits, you have to think in long-term prospects as well.